live from the Acadiana Center for the Arts in Lafayette, Louisiana. It's E-Town on the Road with guests Anne Savoie, Michael Doucet, Heather Ray Doucet, Sonny Landreth, and Cedric Watson, plus Jeffrey Broussard and the Broussard Sisters. I'm Helen Forster. Join me now in welcoming our host, Nick Forster.
Thank you, Ellen. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to E-Town. Thanks to our local house band with Michael Doucet and, of course, Sonny Landreth, Desiree Champagne, and, of course, Philippe Biadeau. So great to have those guys here. You'll see more of them later on. So we were back in Lafayette. We've been having some fun. We've had some great food. We sang a little karaoke of the Artmosphere last night. It is easy to do. And of course, the music is great. And we knew that. We have known that for a long time, partly because we have a lot of musical friends here that we've been spending time with for many years. And we're going to see more of them, in fact, throughout the show. Our first guest is a well-known local musician. She's an author. She's a record producer, a photographer. Many people got to know her through the CD that she made, duets with Linda Ronstadt, called Adieu, False Heart. But she can do it all and has for a long time. She's been making records for more than 35 years. She plays guitar and fiddle and accordion. She's traveled throughout the world with her husband, accordionist Marc Savoie, along with Michael Doucet in the Savoie-Doucet Cajun Band. And she's also got her own all-woman band, the Magnolia Sisters. And with her husband Marc and her kids, she's got the Savoie Family Band. So she's busy in lots of ways. She's got a jazz band. She's been in films. She's provided music for films. She's done about as much as you can do, I think, with music. But more than anything else, this part of the world and this particular kind of music, Cajun music, has no better friend, I think, than our first guest. We're thrilled that she's here. Please welcome to the stage Anne Savoie.
Hi, everybody. It's such a thrill to be here tonight. We've known Nick and Helen for a long time and seen them in family situations, and what a fun thing to get here with our friends and do kind of special presentations. So we're going to have fun playing with these guys, and here we go.
Le plus
So cool. Anne Savoie, I'm trying to just imagine, you grew up in Virginia. Do you remember the first time you ever heard Cajun music?
I do, exactly. I pretty much remember it exactly. I was listening to a 45 record that Arhuli Records had put out that somebody had given me, and it was by, actually it was a Zydeco group called John Simeon, a Creole band. And I flipped out and I went, what's that? It's Americans speaking French. I said, I got to go there because I was all interested in the French language. I'd lived in Paris and stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's while you mentioned it, let's just talk a little bit about Arhuli Records and Chris Stockwitz and that record company and his role, particularly in providing access to this part of the world. I suspect it was widely known that he had a big hand in that, right?
He really did, in fact. He just tells his stories about coming down, digging around in the dance halls, looking for musicians, and found Aldous Roger. I think that was the first place he ever went in an old bar. And then he just started recording all these artists before they passed away. I mean, it wasn't just the Cajuns, of course. It was right. The blues people and the Tex-Mex. But Chris Stockwitz is a treasure. Now his whole body of work is at the Smithsonian Institution. So.
Yeah. And your son, Joel, is kind of carrying on the tradition of having a record company that features music from this part of the world, Valcour Records.
We're very proud of that.
Yeah. You've also done so much to sort of spread the music around, particularly through introducing well-known singers and getting them to record and participate in this musical form. What made you think about that? Because you knew that they would love it, or you just wanted to hear those voices sing in French?
That's a good question, actually. This record company, Vanguard, had said, come up with a project idea. So I came up with all these real folky ideas like fathers and sons from Louisiana. And I said, how about pop stars play with local Cajun musicians? He went, that's the one we want, me and my big mouth. So that got the hardest one of all. So I had to dig up all these rock stars. And but they were all people that love Cajun music, as a matter of fact. And I knew some of them personally and knew they loved Cajun music. And that was the Evangeline Maid and Creole Bread.
Right. So Rodney Crowell and Nick Lowe and John Fogerty and a whole bunch of people are on that. Anything in the process of making that was surprising in either direction? In other words, anything that was just like, oh my God, I had no idea that this thing would go so well or that this thing would go so poorly.
I don't want to point at anybody in particular, but they were just, how artists are nice people and easy to work with. The managers were the stumbling
the
block. It was the scary stuff. If you can talk directly to the artist, they're like, yeah, I'd love to do that. And then you have to deal with their people.
But I think there is something sort of inherently fun about Cajun music. And in some ways, singing in French, I imagine, is sort of like getting on stage with sunglasses on or something. It gives you a little bit of separation and you can almost become a character. And it isn't about your reputation or your critics or your ego. It's just about playing music and having fun, I suspect.
I think that drew them to it.
Yeah.
A lot of them wanted just that looseness of that craziness. And they all were trying to do Cajun yells. John Fogerty and Rodney Crowell both do Cajun yells on their records. It's just that wild spirit they wanted to recreate that drew them to it.
And so you're still got, you've got a musical family, particularly Wilson and Joelle, who are just great musicians. And you're traveling with Mark sometimes. I know you and Mark and Michael Doucet with the Savoie Doucet band have done a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And what other projects you got cooking up?
Well, I have other bands. I have the Magnolia Sisters. The Savoie Family Band is the main band I've been traveling with. That's, Mark and me and the sons. And then I have a swing jazz band, Anne Savoie and her Sleepless Nights, and we play. Thank you.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Well, I'm amazed that we could fit into your schedule the way it sounds. But anyway, glad you're here. We're going to get back to music. Welcome back, if you would, Anne Savoie.
Thank you. I'm going to get joined here by some pretty good people. Had the pleasure this afternoon of singing with Helen and our voices. We enjoyed singing together so much. And Nick put on this glorious guitar part. And Joel's going to play fiddle with us. A little song, and if you know it, you can sing with us on the chorus because it's a beautiful idea. Too Old to Die Young.
Must be the wind. You can close your window tight, and it still comes blowing in. So I will climb the highest hill, and I'll watch the rising sun, and pray that I won't feel the chill till I'm too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young. Teardrops in my eyes. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young.
Dan Savoie from Eunice, Louisiana. The latest is called Love Lies, with the Magnolia Sisters, along with her son Joel playing fiddle and Helen Forster singing. And earlier we had Michael Doucet and Kelly Jones playing along. Dan Savoie, she'll be out a little later on to play some more music. Okay, the cavalcade of talent continues. Way back in 1991, we did our first E-Town show. It was, of course, on Earth Day, because we're hippies from Colorado. And it was at the Boulder Theater, and our house band included a couple of Louisiana natives. Steve Kahn was the piano player and kind of music director, and our next guest, Sonny Landreth, was in the house band. He used to spend some time up in Estes Park and in Boulder, and of course, he's famous now for being, you know, one of the world's best electric slide guitar players, the king of Slidico, making everybody's list of favorites, Eric Clapton, Bonnie Raitt, everybody loves him. Of course, we all do. But he started out playing with Clifton Chenier and has since gone on to release, I think, 17 solo records. The most recent one, of course, a live record recorded right here in this room. He's a dear friend and a musical champion in so many ways. So please welcome to the stage, Sonny Landreth. So the coolest thing anybody can do when they learn how to play an instrument is A, practice and get really good at it and become champion expert, and B, sound like yourself so that whenever you hear that person, you say, oh, I know who that is. And Sonny, you have done that. Every time I hear you on anybody's record, anytime it's like, oh, that's Sonny.
Thank you, my friend.
We're coming kind of full circle because it was, you know, whatever it was, 26 and a half years ago when we did the first E-Town show, and there you were in the house band playing along, and I don't really remember all the details, but I remember that it was fun. You played with Maura O'Connell, and the Subdudes were on there, and it wasn't long after that that I came down to New Orleans trying to convince public radio stations that this new show is going to be so cool. And we ran into each other in New Orleans. And again, I don't really remember much about that.
Well, there's a reason he doesn't remember.
Yeah.
Actually, you called me up and said, hey, come meet me down here in New Orleans. And I don't remember a whole lot either. It was a long time.
Well, we have had a chance to hang around a number of times, but I want to talk a little bit about your new record, which was recorded on this stage. So was it sort of like a retrospective? Were you covering a lot of territory? So how did you choose? You just looked back on each record and thought, well, these are the songs that I want to either re-record or update or share with the players I'm going to have?
Well, yeah, and it was kind of a trick, but it was kind of an affirmation, too, the fact that I had enough songs to have to think about, you know.
Right. And,
yeah. But part of it was the acoustic and the other part electric, so that gave us a chance to readdress some of those old songs that had perhaps a much bigger production and then break it down with the acoustic stuff. And some really cool stuff came out of all of that.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And we're going to do an experiment right now, which is sort of the convergence of the acoustic and the electric. We're going to try and we'll see if it works. I don't know.
I know earlier Nick kicked my ass on his acoustic guitar. And I said that, so I had to work with the production and the crew and, you know, see if we can work that out.
Yeah. All right.
So it won't happen again.
No, we'll never have that again. Well, this is an old one, speaking of which. This is called Blues Attack, and first recorded this in 1981. In Crowley, Louisiana.
Yeah, you know you got trouble when you call on the phone. A stranger says that your baby ain't home. Boom, boom, I'm about to get a blues attack. Baby, when the slide sneaking behind your back. Oh, you know you got trouble when you knock on the door. Another one slammed at the back on the porch. Boom, boom, about to get a blues attack. Baby, on the side, sneaking behind your back. Thank you. digging behind your back. Get a blue the time. Laying on the slide, sneaking behind your back. Oh, you know you got trouble when you go downtown. All the guys at the bar wanna buy you a rap. Boom, boom, about to get a blue the time. Laying on the slide, sneaking behind your back. Baby, on the slide, sneaking behind your back. Oh, boy, I'm about to get a blues of time.
Nick Farson.
Thank you.
Sonny Landreth. He's the baddest and the best, and we all know why. So cool.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination. On the web at bohemianfoundation.org. And by our diverse family of NPR affiliates, community stations, college and commercial stations, as well as our international stations and podcast subscribers worldwide. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. Thank you to Sonny Landreth. His latest, by the way, is called Live, recorded live in Lafayette. Sonny Landreth is going to be back later on in the show, as will Anne Savoy and Michael Doucet. We've got all kinds of great music coming up. But before we get back to music, you all know that we have always done more than just the music on our show. We've tried to kind of share stories of folks who are doing remarkable things in their communities on behalf of others. These are unusual times, a little more divisive than we've seen in a while, and we're not giving in, we're not stopping. We know that music brings us together, and we have to support those who are fighting for fairness, or fighting for those in need, or fighting for the planet, for a safe future for our kids and our grandkids. We're going to continue to share these stories with you, because that's our goal. That's why we do what we do. It's the Achievement Award, something we present every week, and here comes Helen to tell you about this week's winner.
Thank you, Nick. Our winner this week, Mary Lee Orr, is an environmental activist on behalf of the people of Louisiana, but she didn't start out that way. She didn't go to college to get a degree in environmental studies. She was actually in real estate as a young adult, and she also owned an art gallery. It wasn't until one of her sons was born with a lung disease that air pollution came to her attention. Now, like many of us, she initially trusted the government and industry to protect the public from pollutants. But the more she researched, the more Mary Lee realized she personally needed to become proactive herself in protecting the environment. After attending a statewide environmental conference, she and several friends and acquaintances came together to co-found a nonprofit organization called Louisiana Environmental Action Network, or LEAN. Mary Lee remains the driving force behind this effort to educate, empower, support, and advocate for the people of Louisiana. Here to tell us more is our Achievement Award winner of the week, Mary Lee Orr of Baton Rouge,
Louisiana.
Well, thank you for being with us. And it sounds like going in this direction was not what you had imagined doing with your life.
Not at all. Yeah. I actually loved art and music, and I loved everything in my community. But my son was born with a lung disease, and I brought him home into an area that was non-attainment 17 times that year, which means it was unhealthy to breathe. And there's nothing like a mother's instinct to protect their child.
As a mother, when that happens, when you've got a situation like that where you've got a child who's not healthy and you've got an environment around where you live that's not supportive of his healing, how do you think about where to go for fixing it? Because, of course, your instinct is you want to fix it.
Well, I did think that the government was going to fix it, or I thought industry was going to fix it, but then I remembered the basic civic lesson that we are the government and we have to be part of the solution. So right. I formed Mothers Against Air Pollution, and five of us walked for 5 days, and we got 3,000 signatures about a facility that was moving in that wanted to burn PCBs in our neighborhood. And my little son grabbed me and said, "Mom, you're not going to let that happen, are you?"
Oh, wow.
So that was the beginning of a journey. I said I would do this for 6 months, Nick. That's it, 6 months.
Wow. And how long ago was that?
More than 30 years ago.
More than 30 years ago.
It's a quick or a long 6 months. I don't know.
Now, I could be wrong, but it seems to me, I remember reading somewhere that the state of Louisiana, back in the 30s, I think, had some laws that went on the books that were in support of, you know, developing industry that would provide tax havens for 10 years and a sort of a wink and a nod about, you know, regulations and surveillance.
Right, right. Industrial tax exemptions, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And 80 years ago, that really applied to chickens and poultry and things like that. It seemed pretty harmless.
Right.
But then it sort of grew into this enormous, some people think, not everyone, sort of a cash cow that invites industry in here and gives them money that takes away from us having good schools, giving to hospitals, good roads. So this governor
actually... Because they're not paying property taxes.
Exactly. Yeah. They're not paying property taxes. And if you're a small business, you have to pay property taxes. If you improve your business, you don't get a tax break, but they get enormous, like $1 million worth of tax breaks. And we want to make people welcome here, but we don't want to give away Louisiana. You can see how beautiful it is here.
Right.
And we want to preserve it. So.
Yeah. So tell us about the kind of things that LEAN is up to as an organization.
We're working along the Mississippi River Corridor with several communities. We work with a lot of low-income minority communities. We help people find their voices, air issues, land issues. And actually, we're a bottoms-up organization, meaning that the issue comes from you. So you might call me up and say, "You know, I have a problem. Can you help me?" And we empower you through information and how to utilize the government, how to become part of the government, how to make change. It's pretty exciting.
And tell our folks what environmental justice means.
Environmental justice means that you have quality of life where you work, where you play, where you pray, where you live, and it's equal. And I didn't realize this. Actually, they coined environmental justice after I got into the movement. The academics did. It meant that a lot of low-income minority poor people were more likely to live on the fence line of these communities. So they're the people bearing the burden for a lot of the products that are sent other places.
And so you go into those communities, and in a lot of cases, I suspect you have to really educate people almost from scratch about what's going on in their own neighborhoods.
Wow, that's a mouthful. We do, because we've even worked with people who can't read or write, all the way up to people who are PhDs, but they share one thing in common. They want to have quality of life. They want to leave this earth a little bit better for their families, for themselves. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
We also worked on air quality issues because that was one of my loves when I started out, and we actually worked on that issue more than 12 years and got a big victory at the Supreme Court twice. So it all depends on the issue and what tool we need to make things better. But the bottom line is quality of life and better, and our issue is about empowerment and people. Because before, let's go back in E-Town history, you know, more than 30 years ago, you had conservation issues and then environmental issues were sort of separate. And I think people are beginning to realize we're really not separate at all.
We are at this funny little tipping point right now where some of the old sources of energy really don't make either economic sense or environmental sense anymore. So this shift is in some ways going to come about eventually anyway. But organizations like yours, I suspect, can point out certainly the egregious problems, the things that are really hurting people and hurting kids, and try to work with grassroots organizations to try to keep that from happening.
Right. 30 years ago, believe it or not, there wasn't a voice at the table. There was government and industry talking to themselves exclusively, but you had no one speaking for the people. And lean became that voice. And at first it was kind of uncomfortable because that shift of balance, you know, power was changed, but it became a three-legged stool. So it's more even. And we've gone from sort of a little confrontational, I would say at the beginning, way back in the 80s, back in the olden days, before some of these people were born probably, to having industry actually come to our office and say, look, we're going to do this permit. We want to do it right. We want you to hear about it from us. So I think one thing, you can't stereotype environmentalists anymore. Used to be, and I love these people. I say yogurt, backpacking, crunchy kind of people. I love them, but I'm not one of them, as you can see. And that's okay, because that's what it's supposed to be. We're a big umbrella for moms and dads and plant workers and industry and people who just want to see that this quality of life and this beautiful music continues on in a wonderful environment.
Was there ever a time, because you mentioned early on that it was more confrontational, was there ever a time where you felt like you were either in danger or you were being, you know, ostracized for the work you were doing enough to where you thought about, boy, maybe it's not worth it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes. Our chemist is the MacArthur Award winner. I have to put that in there.
Right.
And she actually was shot at in her office. Uh-huh. And at the beginning, I didn't take my children with me anywhere I went because I had labor union buddies. It was back when they had labor unions. And they would say, you shouldn't go to that meeting by yourself because they're telling these people not the truth. They're saying that this lady wants to close the industry down, which is not true. We just want you to be a good neighbor. We want you, it's like basic kindergarten rules, like clean up when you make a mess.
Right.
You know, don't make your mess roll over into my yard.
Right.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was called some really awful names that we can't put on the radio.
I bet you were.
Yeah, but that's okay. I'm still here, and I love what I do. But, oh, can I make one exciting announcement when it's appropriate?
Yeah, as long as it's not too exciting.
Okay, all right. I'll try to back off.
All right. No, go ahead, of course.
We're going to start a museum, an environmental justice museum, because the repository of so many memories and stories of people who didn't live long enough to die young. The song that we just sang.
Yes,
which was so moving to me. So we want these memories. We have photographs and videos from 30 years ago that no one else has. So we want to capture that. So when I'm not here anymore, we can still remember our history because you've got to learn from where you've been to be able to go where you want to go.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that sounds great. And where is the museum going to be?
Museum's going to be in Baton Rouge, even though my son was born in Lafayette.
Yeah.
I live in Baton Rouge, and I'm a New Orleans lady.
Yeah.
So how about that?
That's good. You get your bases covered. Well, the museum is also going to be an opportunity for you to sort of highlight some of your successes and disprove some of the myths.
Yes.
You haven't killed industry. You know, you haven't, your efforts have not run in direct opposition to a successful
economy. Don't want to kill industry either. That myth is like crazy. Please, I want like
crazy.
Myth fact.
Right.
Myth is that you want to stop all industry.
Yeah.
Fact is we don't. We just want you to be a good neighbor. We just want you to follow the laws. It seems pretty basic to me.
Yeah, it seems
If you don't,
basic
though, we'll be watching.
But you get a lot of volunteers.
We do. We have hundreds of volunteers.
Yeah.
And we've helped tens of thousands of people over 30 years. It's quite amazing. I can't think about it
Incredible.
Myself. It's like, whew.
Incredible. We're all so proud of you. Mary Lee Orr is the winner of this week's Achievement Award, co-founder of Lean back in 1986, positively impacting this part of the country, affecting tens of thousands of people for the better. She's a champion for all of you. Mary Lee Orr, the winner of this week's Achievement Award.
Now, if you just joined us and you missed part of this conversation, you can find it on our website, etown.org. To nominate someone for the Achievement Award, someone doing great work to better the lives of others or the planet in some way, one can do that on our website as well. There are full instructions there if you go to our homepage. Or you can always contact us the old-fashioned way by writing us at Box 954, Boulder, Colorado, 80306.
Wow. Mary Lee Orr and the organization is Lean. If you want to get more information, you can go to their website, leanweb.org. That's leanweb.org, leanweb.org. Or if you want to go to the Etown website, etown.org, you can find out more information about Mary Lee Orr and her fabulous organization, Lean. So we have a whole bunch more music coming up. Our next guests, a trio that is, we heard them at Soundcheck for the first time, and they're just so great. It's Cedric Watson, Jeffrey Broussard, Desiree Champagne. Really talented, energetic, unique voices in this music. In fact, I'm just going to bring them out and let them do their thing. Would you please welcome them to the stage here at E-Town? Cedric Watson, Jeffrey Broussard, Desiree Champagne. So great. Happy they're here.
Y'all, we're happy to be here today. We're going to play y'all some nice, beautiful Creole music for this little segment here.
That's Jeffrey Broussard, Desiree Champagne, Cedric Watson. The latest is called Le Soleil Levé. Such a great sound. These guys will be back later on in the show. So, you know, the last time I was here in Lafayette to play music, I'm pretty sure, and I could be wrong, but I think the last time I was here was to play Beausoleil's 25th anniversary reunion concert at the Hyman Auditorium here in town. So that was probably like 17 years ago or something like that, because I think they've been at it for about 42 years by now. Not that anybody's counting, but they have been a force in bringing this kind of music, updating it, creating new music, resurrecting older music, and sharing it with the world for so long. And they've done about as much as anybody to do that. So Beausoleil really deserves a big round of your applause and support, because they've done a lot. They've reached a lot of people. The other thing that I think it was maybe Joelle Savoy was telling me, that we were talking about the Lomax tapes and how they were captured. They were recorded here and then stored at the Library of Congress. And there was a librarian there by the name of Joe Dickerson, who Michael Doucet got in touch with him. And Michael was in many ways responsible for bringing those recordings back to Lafayette to share some of the songs and stories and pieces of the culture that had been captured in 1938. And we're happy that he's here. He's an old friend. We're glad to see each other again, at least so far. Please welcome back to the stage, along with Heather Ray Doucet, Mr. Michael Doucet.
We're delighted to be here. It's been so much fun. And we're going to be helped by Joelle and Nick if they figure out which instrument they want to play. And that's it. So here you go. Hope you enjoy it.
Moi, je suis très fatigué. Essayer de courtiser. Chaque fois quand je suis arrivé, oui, la porte est bien fermée. Qu'est-ce qui se passe à l'autre côté, bébé, avec les chandelles allumées? Y a-t-il un or après danser dans ton lit, mais tu la nuée? Dis-moi pas, c'est comme ça, cher. Dis-moi pas, ça c'est vrai. Dis-moi, tu vas rester. Sativa se roulaie. passer comme ça, j'aime. Dis-moi pas ça, c'est vrai. Dis-moi, tu vas rester avec moi. Dis-moi, tu veux m'aimer.
That's Michael Doucet, along with Heather Ray Doucet.
This portion of E-Town is made possible in part by Silk, the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. And by the way, if you missed some of this week's show, feel free to check out the E-Town podcast, where you'll find this episode and others, along with tons of additional content, such as songs, interviews, conversations from the E-Town archives. The podcast is available for free in iTunes, Google Play, and other podcast directories. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. I want to say hello to our listeners who are hearing E-Town on stations like WUWF, NPR for Florida's Great Northwest in Pensacola, and on KXT 91.7, the Republic of Music in Dallas, Texas, and on WCSQ 105.9 FM radio Cobleskill in Cobleskill, New York. As always, if you want to have more information about any of our guests or if you want to see what all of us are up to here in Lafayette, there'll be photos and videos. That's all at etown.org. You can also find out how to get tickets to live shows and so much more. So as I've been saying, it is great to be here in the cradle of this particular musical civilization and to be able to dive deeply, learn more, and hang out and participate. I know the folks who built the Acadiana Center had this in mind when they had an opportunity to create a facility like this where people could really come together and celebrate this culture and share it with others. Very happy to play a part in that. Really glad we could come and be with all of you. And I'm happy to tell you about our next guest, the Broussard Sisters. They sing in the African-American vocal tradition of Juré, call and response style singing in Creole, French, and English. They're a really integral part of the fabric of this community. We couldn't be more pleased to have them with us for this special program celebrating the music and the culture of Louisiana. So please welcome Virginia Broussard, Bellard, Octavia Broussard, Serial, and Vivian Broussard, the Broussard Sisters.
Brother Lynn John is dead.
How you know?
How you know?
Brother Lynn John is dead.
How you know?
How you know?
Brother Lynn John is dead.
How you know?
How you know?
Brother Lynn John is dead. No, how you know? Brother Lynn John is dead.
How you know?
How you know?
Brother Lynn John is dead. Sister Sally, brother knew.
Brother Lynn John is dead.
Sister Sally, brother knew.
Brother Lynn John is dead.
Rock away, rock away.
Brother Lynn John is dead.
Rock away, rock away.
Brother Lynn John is dead.
How you know? How you know?
is dead.
Rock away, rock away.
Brother Lin John is dead.
How you know, how you know.
Brother Lin John is dead.
How you know, how you know.
Brother Lin John is dead.
Sister Sally, brother new.
Brother Lin John is dead.
How about that? The Broussard sisters, Virginia Broussard Billard, Octavia Broussard Cereal, and Vivian Broussard. Such a beautiful sound. Folks, we've got time for one more song. We're going to do one more song. I'm going to get everybody out here. I want to thank all our guests this week. Thanks to Sonny Landreth. Thanks to the Broussard sisters. Thanks to Mary Lee Orr from Lean, doing great work on behalf of all the citizens of the state of Louisiana. Thanks to Anne Savoie, Michael Doucet, Heather Ray Doucet, Cedric Watson, Jeffrey Broussard, Desiree Champagne, our house band, Philippe Biodeau, Sonny Landreth, Michael Doucet. Thanks once again to all the folks at the Acadiana Center for the Arts and Gerd Wusterman, especially thanks to you for coming and supporting live music. This is a vibrant and beautiful thing to be a part of. I'm Nick Forster. Hope you can be with us next week, right here in E-Town.
E-Town's
produced by a donor-supported nonprofit organization with help from all of our fine staff. The show this week was recorded live on the road at the Acadiana Center in Lafayette, Louisiana. To comment about E-Town, send an email to info@etown.org or visit our website, etown.org. You can also connect with us on Twitter or on Facebook.
Make up your mind so God can use you anywhere, Lord, anytime. Make up your mind so God can use you anywhere, Lord, anytime.
Why don't you speak out?
The national distribution of E-Town is made possible by the support of E-Town's family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you. This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.